Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's episode, AbbVie announces a $10.9 billion agreement to acquire Apogee Therapeutics, adding a suite of clinical stage immunology assets to its portfolio. InSilico Medicine enters an AI-powered drug discovery collaboration with SK Biopharmaceuticals, valued at up to $2.5 billion, to advance neuroimmune treatments in the central nervous system. And pharmaceutical executive speaks with Kyle Smith, President and COO of Aprecia Pharmaceuticals, on the real-world benefits and persistent challenges of operating as a fully domestic manufacturer in an era of tariffs and supply chain pressure. AbbVie has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire Apogee Therapeutics at $135.11 per share in a deal valued at approximately $10.9 billion, adding Apogee's entire pipeline to AbbVie's existing immunology portfolio. The acquisition centers on three clinical stage programs that AbbVie's chairman and CEO Robert A. Michael says will deepen the company's leadership in inflammatory disease and expand its respiratory care presence. The deal, which has been approved by both companies' boards and is expected to close in the third quarter of 2026, pending shareholder vote, marks a strategic pivot for AbbVie from its earlier 2026 acquisitions, which were focused on expanding domestic manufacturing capacity rather than pipeline. InSilico Medicine has announced a research and development collaboration with SK Biopharmaceuticals to discover AI-enabled drug candidates targeting neuroimmune disorders in the central nervous system in a deal valued at up to $2.5 billion. Under the agreement, InSilico will deploy its Pharma.AI generative drug discovery platform to identify and develop candidates, which will then be handed off to SK Biopharmaceuticals for late-stage development and commercialization. A structure SK's president and CEO described as a scalable and repeatable growth platform designed to extend the company's CNS franchise beyond its established base in epilepsy. The collaboration was announced at the 2026 BIO International Convention and builds on InSilico's recent clinical momentum. Finally, pharmaceutical executives spoke with Kyle Smith, President and Chief Operating Officer at Aprecia Pharmaceuticals, on what it actually means to operate as a fully U.S.-based manufacturer at a moment when domestic production has become both a policy priority and a competitive differentiator. Smith explains that while Aprecia's additive manufacturing platform, which uses 3D printing technology licensed from MIT to produce medications across a range of dosages with speed and consistency, provides a meaningful advantage in the current tariff environment, the reality of 100% domestic manufacturing is more complicated than it appears, with key starting materials and active pharmaceutical ingredients still difficult to source entirely within the United States, leaving even committed domestic manufacturers reliant in part on overseas supply chains from India and China. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.